All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And why Fast Eddie? Who do we have with us today?
Wow, you're not going to believe this. We have a documentary filmmaker. We have Jerry Maravilla. I hope I got that right.
Maravilla, close though.
Maravilla.
Well, that's why I let him say it.
Thanks, smart Alec.
And a documentary filmmaker, and this sounds like a very unusual documentary.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, my background's primarily in film, and so it's my first time making a film about, or working with a film about aviation. So it definitely is something new and exciting to dive into.
Were you amazed by the whole world of aviation? Because I'm sure, you know, everybody knows aviation, but when you're looking from the outside in, that's one thing. Then when you get into it, it changes completely.
Yeah, there's an air show I used to go to as a kid in Van Nuys, California, and that was pretty much my only exposure to it, and loving going on planes and stuff. And so it's been a whole new world to explore and be part of. So yeah, definitely, it was not as, I didn't understand how vast and expansive and how passionate all the people are involved.
Okay, the title is Invisible Sky?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you mean?
So I'm a producer on this one, so I didn't make it. The director is Todd Boroff, who couldn't be here, but I wanted to make sure to shout him out. But this film is about a plane crash that happened in 2006. Tragically, unfortunately, the pilot and the four passengers all passed away. They were students at from Indiana. And the film is about the aftermath of the crash and the investigation by the federal agencies and then by an independent investigation into what happened. And so trying to explore different aviation safety issues and the way these general aviation accident crashes are conducted.
Now, that's got to be fascinating in itself because nobody gets to see inside the investigation process and how detailed it actually is.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much paperwork, you know, the NTSB and the FAA come together, and then there's the independent investigators and trying to bring all the facts and data points together and hopefully to get a better understanding of the truth.
Right.
Well, that's the secret. They want to find the truth. And according to what I have in front of me here, the NTSB called it pilot error.
That, I think, is their go-to for when they not have a clear cause.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so that ended up being the go-to here, which is really frustrating, and you'll see in the film, frustrating for the family because investigations take a long time, and it was a really short report that said pilot error. And so the family decided to do their own investigation to see if they just get any more information than just pilot error. And what they started to uncover was a lot of discrepancies from what they had in that report. And so the film kind of looks at those things, like this is what the NTSB report said, and this is the data and information uncovered by the independent investigators. And sometimes things line up and sometimes they don't. And so it's really trying to ask questions and promote aviation safety and get people talking about the ways in which these investigations are conducted.
Okay, and one thing that most of our listeners here would understand this, but general aviation don't have black boxes. They don't have cockpit voice recorders. So typically they don't have a lot to go on and except for looking at the wreckage and maybe hopefully some witnesses or something like that. So their job's that much harder.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, this was in 2006, so even, you know, there's been so many more technological advances in terms of tracking things since then.
Yeah, radar tracking records, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not to mention the fact that many of the modern glass cockpit systems now do actually have data recorders in them. The trick is knowing if you can get the information out.
Talk to us about how difficult it was to go back. And I mean, you probably interviewed people that were involved in the investigation and the independent. Was that difficult to arrange to dig them up out of the woodwork kind of thing?
Well, the director did a great job at kind of like assembling that team with the executive producers, Yatish and Joan Joshi, and they were able to get a depth of different legal experts who were part of that initial investigation. They also speak with journalists who cover general aviation accidents, one named Tom Frank, as well as the family members of different folks who were lost, the Carducci family as well as the Joshi family. I think there was attempts made to have representatives from the NTSB or FAA included in the film, but they declined the request.
That's not surprising.
No, that would be a position of liability for them.
Yeah.
Really?
You think?
Just slightly. How long did it take you guys to produce the movie?
I think they started doing the first interviews in 2015, 2016. So it definitely, took a while to get things going. The film wasn't completed until the end of 2019.
Long project in Hollywood terms.
Yes, very much so. And on the independent scale, you're working with much less of a budget and much more limited resources and, trying to be considerate of everyone's time and scheduling and things like that, too.
It's a lot more shoestrings.
Yeah. Why this particular accident? Were you contacted by the family or did you just say, hey, let's take a look at this?
Well, the executive producers of the film are the father, and one of them is the father of the pilot who passed away, Georgina Joshi. So she was very much, honoring her legacy and her memory and trying to understand the truth of what happened. Definitely motivated him after he went through the legal course of action. The case was declined to be heard by the Supreme Court. So he approached Todd Boroff, the director, and they were just going to start working together, just make a series of short videos, to just kind of learn more and have these people on the record and the legal experts. But, the project kind of blossomed and grew from there.
Did it? Did the findings of the independent investigator ultimately change the reason for the crash?
So, that's a big part of the film, but yeah, there are different...
Okay, no spoiler alert.
I know I'm thinking too much like a filmmaker, but I want to make sure to communicate honestly about the film as well, too. The independent investigators found some things that they believed should change the ultimate NTSB report findings. And they did get... the family did get a notification from the FAA saying that there were problems with the investigation and things should have been conducted. The way that the family was treated should have been done a bit differently. However, there's been no movement or change or statement from the NTSB.
Okay. Yeah, you'll never see that. Well, but the problem is with a general aviation accident, you really don't have a lot to work with information-wise. Not to mention the time was not your friend on this either. You said you started looking into this 10 years after the accident. That's a very cold case.
Well, the family started right after. So they after they got the year after the NTSB report came out, they started doing the work to pull the investigation together. It was only... after the Supreme Court declined to hear the case that they decided to try a different medium or format to get this story and this message out.
Well, my question is this. The accident was on final approach to the airport in Indiana. The first thing that I would be looking at was, what were the weather conditions?
Yeah, and that is discussed in the film. They talk about the weather conditions, the pilot, Georgina, checking in on her departing flight and then getting updates as well as much as she could while she was in the air. However, there was there are some issues with the air traffic control issues and stuff that actually has resulted in change on a grander scale that they talk about in the film too.
Well, that's a good outcome.
Yeah. Well, as best as we can arrange anyway.
Yeah. Well, at least there were lessons learned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Never again philosophy. So. Where's the film screening?
It's screening at the Skyscape Theater at the EAA Museum tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Okay. We can make that.
If we pushed hard and got somebody to fill in our 9:45 slot.
No. Just run, man. Remember that concept? You used to do that when we were kids?
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, darn. I can be sure to send you guys a screener if you can't make it tomorrow. I'll give you a little bit of the hookup.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I wouldn't mind.
As in most film productions, I'm sure there was a large number of people other than the subjects of the film involved, the behind-the-scenes people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the director, the cinematographer, different producers, the editor, as well as myself. You know, it really is a team effort to bring, you know, everything together. I'm just the representative who could make it and be here today.
Right, right.
And the work that I've been doing to make sure that the film is seen by pilots and aviators, because that's really who's going to resonate the most with the subject matter. And it's just such an honor and privilege to be able to screen it here at AirVenture.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you feel another documentary coming on? I mean, look at how many stories are here.
I know there are. So, I mean, when working with the film for the past year and trying to connect, you know, we've had screenings with flying clubs and other organizations, and it's just so vast and so big that there's limitless amounts of stories.
Wait for it. The sky's the limit.
Exactly. Well, that's today's bad pun.
Just one. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're restraining ourselves
considerably, but. You know, I've been involved with an accident years ago, and I thought the NTSB did kind of a slipshod job on it because they blamed one particular part of the aircraft. They never removed it from the plane.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
We're human, so human error comes everywhere, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we'll hope that the film will generate a lot of great discussion about those kind of issues.
Now, you've spent a lot of time studying an airplane accident. Do you feel that airplanes are safe? Did that change the way you feel about flying?
I've always felt safe in commercial airlines. I think maybe sometimes I have a little bit more trepidation in general aviation. But ultimately, technology's never been better. So it's, you know, it's always personal, individual risk assessment.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.